What are you talking?
We would have got undefeated too if we played middle school level competition the whole year.
What are you talking about today?
The play clock's running. Look at me. The play clock's running. You understand what I'm talking about?
It's Mouth Off Monday. Let Doug and Jason know what's on your mind. Call 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, or text 441140 and Mouth Off.
Hey there, what's up? Welcome in. Happy Monday. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their time away, their time off. I don't know how normally I'd say, hopefully you spent it with family and friends and loved ones. I hope it was, you Zoomed Quaint. With all of them.
Ah, yeah.
Right? We did some family Zoom on Thanksgiving and the next day.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Zoom's like a step up from FaceTime.
Either way, but yeah, just you can.
You got to send links and stuff.
Right.
I just want to pick up the phone and holler at you.
That's fine.
But see, the difference is you catch somebody in a bad situation when you FaceTime them. You could set it up for the Zoom. What time?
Yep.
3:05.
You know. Yep. Okay, get myself right. Make sure that, what's the background look? Oh, background looks fine. Okay.
No, you got the virtual joint with Zoom.
You could do that. You can put that up there.
And what do you go with?
I've had fun. It depends on like what we're talking about, or you can change your name, like different things.
What's your Zoom name?
I mean, Zoom name is regular, but there was something we were talking about with one of the family this
week. Hey, Chris, you need to figure out what the Zoom name is, like your first dog's name plus the street and the time that you were born.
And the time. Wow.
What is yours?
What is it? Street name? Dog? Wait, dog street name?
Street name is Norfolk Theo 704.
Bobo Cabrillo 556.
I don't know the exact time, but I'll just make up
Bobo
a time.
Bobo Cabrillo.
Early morn, big puppy, 520.
That sounds like a different type of name. I just want to throw that out there.
That's anything, why.
Big puppy.
Well, one of them, I don't know which one. You know, they're all mixed together, but was your first pet's name and your mother's maiden name was may have been like your.
That was your adult Phil's star
name.
Yeah,
and mine was good. Mine was Big Puppy Brooks.
Bobo Paez.
Big Puppy
that actually
Brooks
sounds
here.
Like he could have been a 70s boxer.
Yeah. Bobo Paez
Big
for the
Puppy
KO.
Brooks sounds like actually an adult film star.
Okay.
That works.
What?
First dog or first pet and
first,
mother's
Theo.
Maiden and maiden name.
Christy.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom never got married.
Yeah, Theo Christy.
Theo Christy. Oh, I'm an educated star. I come in with a suit and tie on, son. Yeah, it's Monday.
Yes, it is. So everything good? You had a good you master all the feasts and everything that you need.
Yeah, we did. We had good. We had a good time, and my baby was here. So whenever the baby girl's in town, she's older now. So she's older than my son, who is actually the baby. But then the grandchild's actually the baby. But the baby was here, so we're all good. It's a lot going on.
What I understood from this weekend from you is the your granddaughter.
Yeah,
is the Cookie Monster.
Oh yeah, she's a listen. So I left him in the truck. We're talking about all those cookies.
Yeah.
So I left him in the truck. Then I ran back out and got him. Got me a cup of coffee. Head upstairs. Sit down. Doing my thing. She likes to come in the room and hit golf balls. That's her thing. She wants to putt on the putting green like this.
Yeah.
So, Pawpaw, that's my name, Pawpaw. So, can I hit the balls? Oh, yeah. So, I'm eating my cookie, and she kind of gives me that slow turnaround when she hears the foil. Can I have one? She goes with one. My wife comes to get her out of the room. She gets halfway to the door, turns around, comes back, and grabs a whole bag, and she's out.
Cookie Monster.
Yes.
That's well done.
Yeah. And when you saw that the picture of a shadow,
yes.
It was me and her.
Yeah.
She's riding a bike, and
that
I'm
was
walking
cool.
her.
Yeah. That was a good picture. Very cool. Here we go.
First things first.
Close things first.
All right, lots to get to on this Monday, but first and foremost, what happened in Atlanta? My goodness, Doug, you can lose a game. I mean, people do lose a game. We were here this time last Monday going, man, the Raiders lost, but you know what? They looked really good. Mahomes had the ball last. Yeah, it's a loss, not even a moral victory. They belong. They belong with the Chiefs, nearly swept them. They got absolutely annihilated yesterday by Atlanta. Never had a chance to win. Totally got worked. Here's John Gruden after the game.
Well, we just did. We just put it behind us, and that's what we have to do, and that's what we will do. It's a challenge right now for any team concentrating through all the adversity, the ups and downs, players coming and going. When we got hit in the mouth, I think, with the 4th-and-1, the stop, Then we fumble the next play. We've got to get up off the mat and fight back better.
Yeah, no doubt. How about quarterback Derek Carr?
I didn't think personally we had our best week of practice. Personally thought we were a little flat. Clearly, that was the case in the game. Anytime you turn the ball over like that, you're not going to win football games. You know, that's very rare. They haven't felt this way in a while, so it's a gut punch for sure.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're talking about a team that looked like they belong, maybe even one of the better AFC teams. And, yeah, everybody can stub their toe. But this is two losses in a row. You got the Jets coming up next. You can't lose mm-hmm. that game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every season somebody has a team, a game where you kind of go, what happened there? So what happened there? I don't even know how to explain yesterday.
Well, I'm going to explain it like this. The Raiders are on the cusp of being a really good team. That's kind of, I think, what we can we agree to that?
I think so.
Yes. What ends up happening is that one of the last pieces is the mental part. And it's the ability to not look past anybody, to play for play. All the things I'm sure that John Gruden talks to them about, that as athletes sometimes we look over because we think our athleticism and our skill and all of that will take over, and then you're humbled. When you play to the level of your competition, it says something about your mindset. It says something that you aren't where you thought that you were, because really good teams don't look at really who they're playing. It can happen from time to time.
It's kind of human nature.
But I think that they looked at Atlanta, and we've seen it, but I will say this. I said this from the very moment that he got the job and I heard him speak. Raheem Morris, I said, wow, that could be my coach. I'm liking what I hear. And he has that Atlanta team, Falcons team, playing better. They came out and they handed it to the Raiders like they were supposed to. It would have been nice to see the Raiders recover, because that would have really been a sign that they've matured. But they're on the right path. They have not arrived yet.
No, and for whatever reason, like you said, Doug, it does happen. People play down to teams. Like if you would flip the scores, if they lost last week 43-6 to the Chiefs,
okay,
and had the heartbreaking last possession, Matt Ryan beat you, it still hurts, but you go, that adds up more
right.
than the way it flipped, because, yes, in losing to the Chiefs, again, last Monday, we're on here going, I know they lost, but, man, how good did they look? I was telling you, that's as good as in sync as I've seen John Gruden and Derek Carr. I thought he called a great game. I thought Carr, you know, realized it as well. Like, they were just in sync. And then this.
So, just to – why – for fans who are listening, and this happens to Kings and it happens to your favorite sports teams. When you play against somebody as good as Kansas City, it takes you don't need the coach to say anything because you're locked in. Then the coach requires more of you, and the mental fatigue that goes along with that, if you haven't necessarily been there before, if you don't live in that zone, there's a mental letdown. You think that you're still doing the same things, but they were very prepared for Kansas City. You can't tell me John Gruden didn't try to prepare them the same way. It's just you're thinking, that's the best. These guys aren't that good. We'll go out and play. And you got smacked in the mouth.
Yeah, and I don't know why. It'll be this way for the rest of time. Like, your best years, you guys were better than 99%, if not the best team in the league all the time. And
yeah, let's go with that.
Charlotte might have come in here and beat you. They weren't better than you.
Nope, but it happens. But they call it a trap game or whatever.
Right, but like what happened? I don't know. Go through the motions. Like, we'll get them. Uh-oh, we don't have them. Lakers are here. They might beat you, but your attention is 10. And I don't – it should be 10 for Charlotte, but it's – I'm sure the Raiders – if I was on the Raiders, we'll beat Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not in a cocky way. I would have thought we will. Let's do what we did last week, and we will beat Atlanta. They didn't do that.
How can I give this as an example? Like when you get ready for the Lakers, coach didn't really have to say anything. Now, there's a game plan for it, but that game plan is consumed mentally immediately. I got it. Okay, we're good. For whatever reason, Atlanta, that game plan is not consumed. You might still be thinking about mm-hmm. Kansas City a little bit. And how good we looked, and how close we were, and how good we can be, and bang, you're hitting the mouth.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it happens. I know it sounds like, well, you're professional, but there's the emotional and the human component that comes into play.
And now I would think, as an example, not that you wanted to go through this if you're John Gruden and the Raiders, but I don't know, any day this week that's a bad practice. Stop down and go, you want to lose to the Jets like this?
I got your ear.
Yeah, because we just did this.
Yep.
What do you want? Do you want a playoff push, or do you want to get embarrassed by the Jets?
Yeah. And there's nothing, as a player, now there's nothing that you can say. You got to fall in line.
Right.
And not that they're going against falling in line. It's this is a shining example of all the things that the coach says when they're talking. And for a coach, this is probably the greatest day that he's ever lived because
yeah.
he's going,
players
boy, oh
it.
Boy, I got you now.
Yeah. And, you know, was part of it too, besides the natural overlooking, Todd Gurley didn't play. Julio Jones didn't play. You weren't getting grade A, you know, the best part of the Atlanta Falcons. Well, you clearly didn't play the best part of your game and turned it over, and you made mistakes that let the door open and Atlanta took advantage.
And that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, they absolutely did that.
First things first.
First things first. Wisnowski has it down. Robbie Gould has it straight ahead and good! The 49ers have beaten the LA Rams again. Twice this year, twice last year.
Sweep them up, baby.
That had to feel good for the 49ers. Greg Papa on the 49ers radio network there, and Tim Ryan as well. Niners win 23-20, and now sometimes we say it's hard to beat a team twice in a year. Well, obviously Kyle Shanahan has something going on against the Rams because they were good last year. Obviously the Niners were. They beat them, swept them this year again, and you know, something I brought up about the Niners a couple weeks ago, Doug, I felt came to a little bit more fruition yesterday. I think it's so clear that the 49ers are a playoff team with just enough guys healthy. Mm-hmm. I'll even take out Bosa. You can take out, I mean, they've had way too many injuries, but look at just an insert of Mostert, the insert of Deebo Samuel, and they actually look like a pretty good team. We know they're well coached,
yeah,
and that's still with a ton of guys out. Their quarterback, their best pass rusher, Kittle, maybe their most important, if not Samuel, offensive weapon. They can beat a lot of teams. They would have been really good this year if everybody was there.
Well, so for our local 49ers fans, I was happy for Jay, first of all, because they've been having a tough year. But what you just said, Tom Morton, my man at Safeway, that I all see to give me a bad time. First of all, let me say thank you. I truly appreciate it.
For beating the Rams?
Oh, absolutely.
You better worry about your own self
we
tonight.
Will, we will, but sometimes. Okay. Listen, if I got a flat tire, Jay passed me by, I appreciate the help, brother. Thank you very much.
It's holiday season, by the way, Mr. Grinch.
That is right. That's what I'm talking about.
Even if he's wearing the Seahawks hat, you're stopping?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Family
for
family.
I'll stop for you know, 49ers. I got you, but
good luck, buddy.
This is a shining example of exactly what you said, and I also think there's a Shanahan McVay thing.
Yeah, he's
got him
figured out.
I think that's a thing. I think it's like they're the two young.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I can put my foot on your neck, I'm putting my foot on your neck. But you said it right. This just kind of shows what the 49ers are and what they have. And we go through these years where all of a sudden injuries come into play. I mean, we haven't had Marvin Bagley, and we want to see Marvin Bagley. Well, they're decimated. But you put some players and get a couple pieces back, man, watch out.
Jay, you watch all their games. Could they honestly be the Saints, who went 5-0 with Teddy B last year and 2-0 so far with Taysom Hill?
Yep.
They've had Breezer, but not the amount. Nobody's had the amount of injuries at the 49ers. So even if Garoppolo was out, like quarterback's really important in this league.
Yeah.
If they just had enough of these pieces, I think they would probably have two more wins, and they're definitely in the playoff.
Yep.
I agree. The Eagles loss was a bad loss, but did you see the moniker that popped up on the game yesterday? I know you watched the Red Zone. I'm like you, Ops, but I try to watch the Niners as much as possible. And when the Niner game comes on, I'll switch over to that. But they've had the most in the NFL. They had 25 guys on the IR list this year. 171 games have been missed by their starters, which is both in the NFL. 171
in a 16-game season.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Or 15 with a bye.
And they've had 12. Like, they're not even there yet.
That's amazing.
Games
and you and, could, oh my God. Not to trivialize anybody, but, like, Bosa, there's no. That's the most important defensive player
Agreed.
They have.
Yeah,
man, 171 in 16 games.
Yeah, and then offensively, it might be Kittle. That's the most. If it's not, it's Samuel.
It's Samuel
or a quarterback.
Or it's the quarterback. Yeah, about the quarterback.
And they're missing all of that and almost every running back.
I took a screenshot of it.
How many receivers have been out?
Everybody.
Linemen.
Everybody's been out First of all, a lot of people don't even remember. You're out with you're missing your starter center, mm-hmm. Winston Richburg. Mm-hmm. He's been gone. You've had who knows how many corners. I can name a good seven or eight who's played. We haven't even seen Akello. I don't even know what's going on with him.
Sherm just got back.
Brett was there. They've had Jamar Taylor. Not to mention Brandon Allen, the guy from the Steelers that mm-hmm. cut. That guy came in and got torched.
Yep.
That was getting worked by Miami. He played about two quarters, and they cut him. Get up out of here. You're gone. No disrespect to him, but he was getting worked over there. Not this week, but 2 weeks prior, you were missing Tart and Ward, so both of your starting safeties for two games. What about the running back situation?
Man, every running back
still's not come out. Every running back,
everyone,
and almost every receiver. Ayuk,
Samuel,
Bourne,
all have missed.
And those are all their top. I mean, yeah, and some all together in 1 week.
Trent Williams was gone. That's your left tackle. Your guard Ben was gone. Your quarterback's been gone. You've been on three different quarterbacks. I mean, at this point, coaches have been gone. Yeah. I don't even know. The towel boy's been gone. The vendor's been gone.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody's on
all the fans are gone right now. They're not in the arena.
And they're getting ready to have to go to another state to play.
How about that?
Think about that.
And they're in the race. They're not. I mean, it's going to be hard, but they compete every week. They're 5-6. They should be 1-10.
Yeah.
Probably.
Not to mention, they traded Quan Alexander because you probably thought the season was over. Get rid of his money.
Okay, so
he's been gone.
You see that big elephant right over there in the room?
Mm-hmm. That's not Seattle. Don't worry about that.
No, but it is. If you got a good enough draft pick, do you pick a quarterback?
I say no.
Okay.
Me personally, I was for the Niners, I'm going corner. They need a corner.
Okay.
And if you can't, then you need to go pay someone like a Slay, a Stephon Gilmore. Like, Steph last year was considered the best corner. He's kind of been getting work this year, but mm-hmm. I think he wants out of New England. I think he needs a reinvention. You come to San Francisco, you're going to have to give him money, but then you need someone else on the other side. Like, all the corners you're trying, I get it. Sherm is OG, that's Uncle Sherm, but sooner or later, his injuries are kind of starting to catch up to him.
It's part of the deal.
And not to mention, Kaywan Williams, I forgot, our starting nickel, he's been there. You know, I would not. Me personally, I think, remember, and this is it pains me to say this, and I'm going to end on this. Jimmy missed a wide open.
In the Super Bowl.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is, the Niners were up on and had Pat Mahomes looking terrible.
Too bad.
I don't care what no one says. Pat Mahomes, I don't care what Chris says. Pat Mahomes was looking trash.
Right.
He was straight up getting trashed up
by the Niners. Fourth quarter.
Seriously.
And that's kind of what
he
does.
And they gave up a third and a 15. Was the Super Bowl.
Off a back leg throw.
Come on, man.
Sherm
got beat.
Yeah.
He got lost. Tartan and Ward lost him.
Yeah, good luck staying with that dude, though.
I mean, tells you how great of a player Patrick Mahomes is if you play like trash and win a Super Bowl.
Don't we have another topic in 5 on?
Seattle Seahawks.
First things first?
Yeah.
Let's go because Chris started chiming in. Cut it out, Chris.
First things first. First things first.
You were ready to move on, weren't you?
That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to yell for mom when Chris starts acting up.
Last part here on First Things First. The Sacramento Kings stayed busy over the weekend. It had been so quiet there because they were kind of hanging and waiting on this bogey situation. Well, that has now been resolved. They signed Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Kaminsky comes in the picture. They finalized the deal with Taquan Jeffries. Glenn Robinson III also added to the mix. So again, I don't think a lot of people, Doug, to start the year, will look at this roster. Prognostications and predictions haven't come out yet. I'm willing to bet most people have the Kings finishing near the bottom of the West. That's fine. That's exactly probably what people would think they would do.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for these new guys, the guys that are currently there. We mentioned Whiteside at the end of last week, to see what they can do and start building this team.
Well, it happens. The optimistic side of me, every year we come into the seasons. Last year it was the Oklahoma City Thunder and even the Dallas Mavericks to a certain extent. Like, what are they going to do? Who are they going to be? Can they win any games? And both of those teams shocked the world. You do have a CP3 and you do have, star players in Luka, but that's how the Kings have to look at it and try to figure out a way to allow De'Aaron hopefully to take that next jump. You bring Buddy and different players along with you. The realist in me says it's going to be tough, and it's going to be the ability for them to galvanize quickly, and that is going to be the telltale. I can't wait. Did the full schedule come out, by the way?
No, just preseason.
Just preseason. Yeah. So I kind of want to see that schedule, see how it lays out, see how the Kings match up. We heard Monty McNair earlier talking about the fact that part of what he sees is the ability to match up versus certain teams, and I find that intriguing, and I like that part of it because you're thinking down the road. You're thinking ahead, and we'll see what the Kings are able to do.
Yeah, here's Monty McNair, who was available to the media today via Zoom. That's the way our world is now. He was talking a little bit about some of the additions, including Frank Kaminsky.
You know, playing with more pace is one thing we want to do, but we also want to be aggressive, especially on defense. We want to space the floor. I think in Frank's case, you know, the ability to, in some situations, play four out or even five out, you know, gives us a different look and allows us to be aggressive, attacking the basket and trailing for threes in transition. You don't always have to be out in front of the pack to play with pace. And then, you know, with Hassan, I think, you know, the ability to, for him to protect the rim, you know, allows us to be more aggressive on the perimeter, defensively, especially. And then offensively, you know, even if I think Hassan has the ability to rim run, but also if he's trailing in any situation to come down and, you know, clean up on the offensive glass and you know, be around the rim and be a force there. So, you know, I think while speed is one of our goals, you know, I think there's a lot of tenets to how we want to play stylistically that those guys help fulfill.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the theme, and you touched on it, Doug, that Monty wants, at least with this current roster, he uses the word flexibility a lot. So I think there will be, sometimes we wondered in the past, what is the King style? What is it? I don't know that they're going to have one design style. That's tough. It's kind of a wait and see exactly, but I think they want to be able to be versatile, and they're playing a bigger team. Okay, we got some bigger guys. We want to spread the floor a little bit more. You just mentioned Kaminsky. Maybe they play him and have five out and have the completely middle open. That's one lineup you can do. So I think they want to have a kind of that versatile, flexible type team.
And that is, if you look at the Los Angeles Lakers, what I'm saying here is looking at the optimistic side of what Monty's talking about. The Los Angeles Lakers had they had two different teams. One team beat the Dallas Mavericks. Another team beat the Miami Heat. And who'd they play in the first round?
Portland.
And what they ended up doing is they played big. Then in the second round, the bigs didn't play at all. They went totally small. And, like, the Kings are not that. But I think also you're seeing the ability of that type of style win a world championship. Now, whatever you want to say about Hassan Whiteside, I don't know Hassan. We'll see how he fits with the Kings or whatever. But I saw how he fit with a fast-paced team, I'd say fast-paced, with the Portland Trailblazers. And at the same time, that same thing was with the Los Angeles Lakers on the interior with Dwight Howard and the big guys that they have. So it's a wait and see.
Yeah.
It truly is. But the Kings got new additions, and we'll see how they all click.
And then the preseason schedule you touched on did get released. Interesting that the Kings have three of their four preseason games on national TV.
Talk about it, baby.
Just kind of worked out that way. But
no, it didn't work out that way.
By design.
Yeah. You can thank me later, ladies and gentlemen.
But I like what they're doing. It makes sense. The two games in Portland, then the two games back here against the Warriors. So that's probably the way there'll be little mini pods of just, okay, why go to Portland and back here? So go there. Kings will have a day off in between. Warriors will come here, have a day off in between. And that's probably what the schedule will look like when it comes out later this week.
And I'm with it. Try to keep them as safe and quarantined as possible without being in the bubble. And understand, if we're watching the Broncos play with no quarterback, there may be a time when guys miss games.
We got to be ready for that world. We'll come back. More of the show to get to. We're leading you all up to Monday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Eagles. When we come back, we got more of Week 12 to get into, including Mahomes and the Chiefs beating Tampa Bay. We'll address some of the other games the weekend. That is next here on KHTK. Done, Chris. I think this is the answer. You know, hear the song? You know, like Jeopardy? The answer is, what day is Pittsburgh-Baltimore playing? All of these days.
Yes. It's...
Oh, my goodness.
I'll sum it up for you. Jay just said, who's on top of things always. I'm a little confused right now. Let me go check on it.
The NFL, any given Wednesday.
Any given Wednesday. That's right.
Well, to help try to explain this, this was the Steelers-Ravens triple header Thanksgiving night. Supposed to be the highlight of Thanksgiving because the first two games were on Thanksgiving, right? Nothing really great on those two
especially
days.
Especially the Cowboys game. Ugh.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Matt Patricia, gone.
Gone.
He lost his job. He lost his job after that game. But that was supposed to be the game. Then they said, well, we're going to play it Sunday afternoon. Okay. Sure. Try to give that a whirl. That ultimately got pushed to Tuesday, tomorrow. And within, I don't know, probably a little over an hour ago, hour and a half ago, they have moved the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game to Wednesday this week.
Oh, man.
Now, that leads to other ramifications, Doug, because Baltimore, of all things, was supposed to play Thursday night this week against the Cowboys. That game has been moved to a week from tonight. Pittsburgh, who had their regularly scheduled game, I believe, against the Washington football team on Sunday, they get one extra day. That now is on Monday. So there's going to be three Monday night games next
Never,
week.
Ever, ever done before.
And all at the same time, Broncos. Oh, you don't have a quarterback?
Eh. Yeah. We're just going to play without a quarterback.
COVID, it's 2020, baby. But you know what? I have a feeling we're going to see a little of this in 2021 as well.
Yeah, and probably with the NBA and a few other sports, baseball to do some juggling. So, I mean, I commend them. It's a mess. It's a mess for a lot of people, for everybody, for the teams included. It's tricky, but you got to be adaptable, flexible, whatever, fluid, whatever words you want to say. That's what's going on here. I want to tell you about our Hyundai dealers, magical technology, magical savings. Hyundai holidays are here now at your Sacramento area Hyundai dealers. All right. Yesterday, one of the better games, at least on paper, the showdown was going to be Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. Early on, it was dominated by Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Mahomes throwing to that Tyreek Hill over the shoulder, 15-yard line, cuts it back inside, 5, he backflips into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, 44-yard touchdown reception, and Tyreek Hill is close to 200 yards receiving in the first quarter. It is a 201 in the first quarter, one of the greatest first quarters of any receiver in National Football League history.
That's how explosive they are. By the way, the backflip was phenomenal.
It really was.
Like, so casual. Like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to back it. No, I'm going to flip. What?
They are as about explosive as you can get. That over-the-shoulder throw over the DB's head into the end zone.
That throw was ridiculous.
200 yards in one quarter?
Yeah. He slowed down. Only 13 catches for 269 and 3 scores. Mahomes threw for 462.
I wonder what his fantasy number looked like. It had to be out of control.
Healthy.
57.
57?
Did you have him, Chris? Mm-hmm. He won all by himself, didn't he?
No.
No. But you won this week, didn't you?
Not yet.
Oh, Monday.
I had the pleasure of having Daniel Jones as my quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you had Hill.
Huh?
You had Hill, not Mahomes.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about Hill.
Oh, either way. Either one. And I'm sure people out there have the combo. Somebody's got to have them.
Yeah.
I've got some breaking news.
Yeah?
Break it.
Looks like there is not going to be a triple header on Monday. Huh? Sources saying from Adam Schefter, Cowboys-Ravens might kick off Tuesday at 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock our time.
I'm laughing because it just makes Jason's life difficult, you guys. He just kind of tries to figure it out and plan it as he goes.
I'm confused.
So then here's the thing. The Ravens get an extra day off.
Every time. I mean, here's where the inequity of the NFL belongs. It does sound like, Doug, that the Ravens have been negligent. Mm-hmm. The Broncos had I think there was some negligence there, it sounds like, in the quarterback room. But because
what sounds like, you don't get a quarterback because it was your fault.
Right. Yeah.
And the Ravens all have COVID because of, it sounds like, their strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
Which would be their fault.
And
good point.
And they're getting games pushed back. It's affecting everybody.
It is.
And you know, the whole point on the Broncos game, when that started, I go, you know what, this is cool. I just want to see that they're running the Wildcat. I go, okay, that's cool. there's a second play. That's cool. Then they bring in the guy that's asked to play quarterback who played college, and I'm like, this is not cool. It went exactly how you thought it would. They were a mess.
Yes. You're the kid that got cake for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
And a really bad stomachache.
That sounds like you know exactly how that goes. But you're right. And against a really good defense, that just does not help. But the NFL decided to let it play, and it went like scripted.
Yeah. Man, what a mess. What a mess the league has. But again, to think that the NBA won't have this, I think they will. And even with all of that, we get a game like the Chiefs and the Bucks, and that was entertaining. That has two legends. I mean, one all-time legend, and Mahomes is certainly on his way. Is there more here with Tampa, by the way? It's 7-5 now? What's going on there?
So I was listening to, I think it was Colin Cowherd. I was listening to somebody on the way in, and they were saying at the beginning of the season, if you would have said that they would be 9-6, 10-5, or 10-6, 9-7,
year, yeah,
something like that, you would be like, okay, seeing that the divisional leader has been 13-3 the last 2 years in the Saints. So actually, they're probably right on pace for being where they're at without training camp, really throwing together new quarterbacks, new wide receivers, what have you. I will say this. I thought that they would have won a couple of the games that they have not been able to take care of. They got Atlanta coming up. That is no cakewalk, as we have obviously seen. And this is a team that better be careful. I think they'll be okay. And I think what are they right now? 7-5. I think we could see them at 10-6 coming into the playoffs, getting themselves a wild card.
Their wins, let's give you the wins. Panthers.
Okay.
Broncos.
Yeah.
Chargers.
Yeah.
Packers. That's a good win.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they really flipped that game around.
Yeah.
They were down 10-0. Beat the Raiders. That's a good win.
Yeah.
Giants and Panthers again.
Okay. And losses.
The five losses. Saints.
Okay.
Bears. Saints.
Okay.
Rams. Chiefs.
So two of those, the Saints the second time and the Bears, those were maybe a little bit telling. Bears meaning maybe we're feeling ourselves, we're not as good as we thought we were. And the Saints not being prepared for the second time around and maybe not being prepared for that big, big stage. Or do you fall into the mindset about Tom Brady that they need to coach him differently? Or do you just blame this on Tom with all the turnovers?
I wonder,
because Arians is kind of risk it, biscuit, that whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I wonder, if it's more on Arians. Because Tom Brady, traditionally, Doug, doesn't seem to me to be a guy that's never really been a high-volume interception guy. Limit the mistakes. I'll make the throw that I need to, but I'm not going to risk too much. And by the end, I'll have 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And by the end of the season, 30 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Right.
Where now he's thrown more than usual. We know Winston led the league last year. I think the first year he had Carson Palmer, he threw something like 20.
Same with Luck.
Yep.
Same with
– So is that by design of what he
– Peyton.
Maybe it's not the best – or it's not the Brady that we've been used to.
I would say it looks to be more of not that it's – listen, is Brady going to be going down a little bit? Yeah, but if you put him in the right scenario with better talent, I thought that he was going to perform at a higher level. But the deep throws and different things that are totally unsuccessful, not all of them are his fault. I agree. I just think that if you're Arians, play action, run the ball a little bit, you got to think a little bit outside the box as far as who you are, because – trying to paint and put somebody into your box and maybe they are a sphere, you need to round the edges a little bit and think more along the lines of what is ultimately going to be successful for the team. And I would say also, I thought that defense was better than that defense has been.
Yeah.
And the defense hasn't really shown up.
Well, based on what we did, the wins and losses, what do you think going out, Doug, for Tampa? Vikings?
Oh, they'll beat them.
Falcons?
They play them twice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose once.
Okay, and Lions.
And they'll beat the Lions.
So if that's a 3-1 finish, that gets them to 10-6.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be all right.
I think so.
We'll just see how they look doing that. All right, get a $100 gift card during Wave's cyber sale. Restrictions may apply. Visit gowave.com. Doug and I take a break. Much more of the NFL when we come back here on KHDK.
Don't go there, 'cause you'll never return. I know you think of me.
back here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Jason Ross, Doug Christie, leading you up to the Eagles and the Seahawks.
Oh, boy.
Monday Night Football coming up.
Are we sure they're still playing?
They are. Well, no. I don't know.
Well, what happens if they
they're playing.
Don't play and you're in a survivor and you picked one of those?
I don't know.
You're out. No. Should be still in.
If the Thursday night game was between the Steelers and the Bengals, does the NFL keep pushing this game back?
That's a good question.
At what point do you just flip the scripts and say, because I know that they don't want to do week 19, is
or
it?
18, yeah.
18. So, but you may have to.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Like if this was the specific game, the Ravens and the Steelers, and maybe let's say the Ravens were mathematically out, but the Steelers were 15-0, and you know how much there is a tradition, like can they be a – like that game would mean nothing to Pittsburgh unless – Kansas City stayed with just one loss. Maybe you have to get the one seed.
To get the one seed, yeah.
Yeah, because only the one seed now gets the bye.
Only.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm here for it, though. Let's go. Let's figure it out.
An absolute mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that game keeps moving around. Meanwhile, the NFL showing that, well, we're going to play these games because, well, we got to play these games. Or do they? I mean, that Saints game, like I said, I'm watching that with the Broncos. They're playing without a quarterback, and it went exactly like you thought it would. And when like I said, Doug, I'm watching it thinking, this is pretty cool. This is different. I like different things. First snap of the game is Lindsay. Philip Lindsay is lined up, the running back, in the Wildcat. They snap to him, he runs. Second play, snap to him, he runs for like 15 yards. I'm like, you know what? This might work.
Snap at his feet.
Yeah, and then they get him. Then they take him out and put Royce Freeman in as the quarterback, who's the running back. Nothing. And then they punt. I'm like, yeah, it's probably not going to work. Then the guy that they played at QB goes, what was he, 2 of 9 with 2 picks? I mean – like 11 yards passing?
What you may have to do is you may have to bubble a quarterback for...
That makes more sense.
Yeah. How many times do we hear? I know that it's not that position. Oh, he came right off his couch last week. He was bagging groceries, and here he is. But usually that's like a lineman or somebody who maybe doesn't necessarily need to know the playbook like a quarterback. But I think that the NBA is probably going to watch this as well, Jason, and say to themselves, we may need to extend the rosters a little bit. Mm. And that could be a thing.
I think you're giving the NBA a little too much credit.
You don't think they think that outside the box that much?
As of right now, no.
I think the NBA thinks the most about this than any league.
I do too, but how good has every league done?
Well, they were the best.
They were the best in a bubble. And now,
so you're saying that we're going to fall off a little bit?
I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't. They're not going to a bubble this time.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, and the fact
you got to have bubble thoughts, though, Chris.
The okay. NBA, literally, to me, what's still honestly amazing is the fact that, let's take the Broncos again, for example. If it was proven, I think it was Drew Locke that was the one that tested positive, but the quarterback room was contact tracing.
Driscoll tested positive.
Oh, it was Driscoll, thank you. So they're all out.
Did they all?
No, it's just contact. Like, they're all in they share the quarterback room.
Yeah, but my point is, did they all test positive, or is this just precautionary?
They all tested negative today.
Yeah, so I think it was Driscoll first.
So you're telling me I could have played?
Probably.
No, because they broke the COVID rules.
Well, that's not why they weren't playing.
Yeah.
I thought it was because they tested that it was contact tracing from Driscoll.
Yeah, Driscoll tested positive.
Right.
And then they broke the COVID protocol by not wearing masks and being in the same room together. So that's why they...
Where the Saints also had that, huge fine this weekend, too, for breaking COVID protocols. But my thought is, in the NBA, how... Pick a Kings player, if they're test positive, how is the whole team not infected? They don't separate and have defense over here, offense over here, or just point guards here, just big men over here. I mean, there's certain drills that happens.
It sounds like what the NBA is going to do actually is start with individual workouts.
Right.
Similar to what they did before they went into the mm-hmm. bubble. Bring that along, I guess, probably get to make sure the guys are in shape, and you can file them in a orderly and healthy manner until everybody is probably cleared and made sure, then bring them together. I think it's 3-4 days of that, and then bring them together as a group.
There's a preseason game 11 days from now.
Yes, sir. Come on.
So, I mean, that has to ramp up how quickly they're spending time together.
Said, so if it's 11 days, take three. Now we're at eight. Then you got probably 5 days of training. Well, I would say training camp is going to be the whole preseason.
It's continuing through.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so you're going to – if you extend the rosters a little bit, you're going to play some guys, sit some guys down, maybe even if some travel, maybe even don't travel.
I was just thinking that. So the Kings have an extended roster now. They know they're going to Portland to play two games. That's mm-hmm. the first two. Would it make sense to bring a roster A and a roster, and then roster B plays the other two? Not, it's not starters, but maybe it's a hodgepodge of
Who you want to get more minutes. Maybe Buddy, for instance, gets a boatload of the minutes, and then maybe Halliburton goes yeah. and gets a boatload of minutes, and maybe positional. You want to play them at a certain position,
right.
So you. Those Man. Are the things that you kind of got to think outside the box on.
Yeah.
And so De'Aaron's not traveling.
He stays
stay at
here.
Home. Make sure no one.
Joseph, you're playing.
Exactly. And you're hoping that, that works at this particular time. This is not the bubble. So there's no. And there was nothing definite in that. We talked about all the possibilities and ramifications of crossing the gun line, balls, and all types of different things. But now it's. I will say this. One thing I know about the NBA, there is going to be a directive that is sent out that explains what we're watching. And what we're seeing, and how important and imperative it is that you do the right things for not only your teammates, your family, but the league as a whole. Whether everyone watches that and gets lemon pepper chicken wings or not, that will ultimately be up to them.
Yeah, this is going to be fascinating, honestly, case study for how this is going to work, if it's going to work, because the NFL has been able to, I say scrape by, but technically, in their words, I mean, they've made it. This is to week 12. Now it feels broken. It feels iffy. And we're looking at next week having games, multiple games all over the place, all certain days. This is really, really trying on the league.
It is. But this is the era that we live in. And I think that if this is going to extend into 2021, trying to figure out ways, and we hear vaccines and different things like that, totally understandable. So could that be something that we see in 2021 and this kind of dissipates and, you know, there's still testing and a lot of different things that are going on. I think cleanliness around facilities and stuff is going to get taken, flights and yeah. all of that. It's going to get taken to another level, and it's probably something that needed to be done anyway. Out of kind of the ashes of disaster, you find pithy bits of good stuff.
Yeah.
The bad thing is, I think the NFL is going to say at the end of this, it was a complete success. We didn't cancel one game.
So if you make it to a Super Bowl, see, and you crown a Super Bowl champion, I think it was a complete success. I think that there were rocky parts along the way.
It's not a success.
Why not?
How is it not?
Look at what's going on.
No, I totally agree, but what is the objective? What is their objective to get to the end of the season and play the game?
Because the fact of the matter is you've had people who've had COVID. That's not a success. I don't care if you get sick.
I get that part.
And on top of that, the other part of you've had teams like Denver who's now missed out on winning. Like,
right.
Who's to say they're not winning? They've been done correct. And C just said this. Why is it the Ravens get every single opportunity to continue next week, while the Raiders are getting fined $500,000? You have the Broncos who knows.
Well, we are talking about the NFL. Yeah. We're talking.
I get it.
But if you
it's
look at.
It's not a success on a half, for lack of a better word, a half-ass season. So many people have missed games. You haven't seen real teams play. And you've had people who are legitimately sick. How is that a success?
Because in their, to me, again.
Because they made money?
No,
partly
I don't think that they really made money the way
they're
that
making
they
money.
They're
That's
making
they're
money,
it.
But they're not making money the way that they make money.
But they're making any, as my grandmother used to tell me, if you walk out the house with more money than you came in with, you successfully made some more money, correct?
Yeah, this is true.
So but, getting so their games in will be successful.
Nah. Making money will be successful. And if you want to continue to break that down, then yes,
yeah,
get the games.
They would lose money if they don't finish the season. That's why. Correct. I mean,
yes.
I'm not saying.
That's
what you're
more
saying,
the mindset yeah. that I was talking about. Like, to them, the ability to finish, that's the success. I agree with you from the standpoint of people getting sick and all of that type of stuff. But we're talking business. So as a business model, we were able to finish. We could crown a champion. We can put out all the paraphernalia and all the different things and make
money. But
exactly.
But see, again, the part of that is.
Has this been checked?
Yeah. Part of that is it's coming from the root of everything. It's greed, money. That's
100%.
The situation. That's not sick. Look, I'm a human being. And I just said this to Chris. There's a lot of people still in this world, not our country, who don't really take COVID serious to the point of it, just like anything, it affects your own family, it affects you. You go through it, you live it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if someone, like there's people who's lost 5-6 people, and you're telling me that playing a game, when it's really all said and done, is just a game, is successful because you made money, that humanity, that in the right of being a human being, that's not successful. And that's the whole point of all these sports continue to keep going, like college. We had this earlier. College talks about academia. You're a student before you're an athlete. But it's shown and proven that's not true.
Right.
Because we don't care about what's going on. And these dudes are not even going to class.
Well, we see how much much money they make.
Yeah, but I mean,
so it's about money.
The reality of all the whole world, like, why are any businesses open?
I agree.
I mean, if we're truly, which I hope everybody's worried about everybody, but they're not, which is sad.
But see, the difference of that is people need businesses to live. We don't need the NFL to live.
They need that to live.
But they don't, though, because most of the people that's in the NFL have multi dollars.
But like, when you break the NFL down backwards, it leads right to everybody's front door.
Yeah.
That means the vendor. That means the hot dog maker. That means the person who makes the
bun. But none of those guys are making money right now, though. So the people who
hot dog makers aren't allowed into the stadium.
Vendors,
agreed, Chris.
They're not making money. Yeah. The people who are making money are the people who don't need to make money. That's why. So, again, as much as I get what you're saying, it's successful. This guy, this was crowned. Okay, the season happened. But in reality, if we're just talking about human beings, that's not successful. Where you have every week, like Minnesota and Northwestern just got canceled again.
I saw that.
Because someone else is sick.
Yeah.
Every single day, we're talking about someone being sick. How is that successful?
Because I don't know. Again, I think we're defining it as if the sport gets played, to me. And that, I don't think that's right, but that's the world that we're in. I think if it's defined as success or non-success, their term of success is finishing the season.
Making money.
Finishing the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which they call making money, right?
That's all in one. But, like, for anybody to get COVID, every league has failed. Every league.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Isn't one that hasn't had somebody get COVID.
Yeah.
So if it started, baseball's first, shut it down, none of the sports have done that.
The NBA did not.
Yeah.
In the bubble.
Not yet. But yeah, I'm going to guarantee someone will.
That's why they go back to the bubble.
Let's go to the beginning of the NBA. Not every single team. When they all arrived back to camp, they had multiple positives. Kings had four.
That's correct. Yeah.
So I'm guessing when they all show up and people start testing, teams will have some positives in the NBA. Especially flying back in town.
Family and come from your homes.
Yeah. They're going to keep playing. Whether it's right or wrong. I mean, All right. We'll take the break here. We got the final half hour. That's next on KHDK.
Hey, are you bothered?
Oh, please, don't even.
You frazzled?
Don't be a moron.
It's Monday, so get your thoughts together and mouth off.
Do it!
Call or text DC and J. Ross right now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, or text 44-1140 and mouth off.
All right, here for our final half hour before we get you to Monday Night Football. Jason Ross, Doug Christie, Magical Technology, Magical Savings, Hyundai Holidays are here now at your Sacramento area Hyundai dealers. All right, more to get to here in this final portion, but we are getting all this juggling with these football games. I think Chris has one more update for us.
Another one, Chris?
It's not really an update, but it's more of an explanation. So we know how the game is going to be 3:40 Eastern, 12:40 Pacific for the Steelers and Ravens, maybe on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
So we all thought that was kind of a weird time. So according to Adam Schefter, they chose to kick off at 3:40 because NBC wanted and committed to broadcasting the 88th Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Hey, gotta see that tree, baby.
There was an owl in that tree.
Well, is there anybody even allowed out there? It used to be like a lot of people.
That's why I made for TV.
It's made for TV.
Yeah.
Set it up. Got a couple performances. Who's performing? Since you're giving us information, let it be broke, bro. Oh, Chris always comes with the hot news. I appreciate that in him.
Interesting.
Yeah, to say the least. But trying to get people in a Christmas spirit, then bring you right to football?
No, the other way around.
Excuse me. Football, then the Christmas spirit. Okay. Oh, gotcha. They had to.
Football.
We need to make
first.
Sure that you're done.
Yeah. So for us, that's 12:40.
Okay.
Pacific time is when that game will be aired. And then.
What is it, about 2.5?
Oh, more than that.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. It's just interesting that that's the
unless
time,
it's a tie,
which is early for even the East Coast viewers. Certainly 6:40, but that's all right. They usually get the weird game times. We have it best out here in the West, but
oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, you know what? It'll probably change between now and then. I'll go with
like
that.
I said the other day, by the time I get in the car, you'll be calling me.
Yes. All right, some other things that happened yesterday. We mentioned that the Raiders just had an awful, awful loss yesterday. The 49ers with the win. You know, they also got some help. We talk about getting help, Doug. Sometimes that's what you need. You were thankful that the Niners were able to beat the Rams. So if the Seahawks win today, they will be in sole possession of first in the NFC West. But, you know, the door was left open. The Cardinals lost. They had a bad loss to the Patriots.
They did have a bad loss, yeah.
Who else lost? Chicago last night. That drops them to 5-6. So, I mean, you know, I don't love the spot the 49ers are in, but they're not out of this thing.
No, they're not. And they're proving that if they continue to get healthy, they are very, very competitive. That is a Rams team that has decimated a lot of teams that they've played, and 49ers have handled them twice. Now, part of it is matchup. Sometimes it's just kind of the vibe and the feel. But make no mistake about it, if they get healthy or continue to get healthy or get guys back or find a way, Shanahan puts together one hell of a game plan.
Yeah, and then make fun of it if you will, but the worst division in football is the most competitive.
Yeah.
They're all in it.
Yes, they are.
They are all in it. The Cowboys, the Eagles certainly need to win tonight, but if they don't, that doesn't bury them. Washington and the Giants, they've won 3 in a row and 2 in a row, so they now are tied for the lead. Even though the Giants found out news that their quarterback might be out for a little bit here, but
a little hammy,
yeah, and they play you guys next week. But That's the most competitive division, even as awful as it is.
Yeah, well, two things. Both of those teams that are at the top of their division defensively, like they're not knock your socks off, but they compete on the defensive end at a high level, and it's showing you that they're able to stay in and win a few ball games.
I do think Philly's the most talented, but obviously it's been disappointing. I don't know what else to say about
it. Are you starting Jalen Hurts at any time? He took first-team reps, from my understanding, which is kind of awkward, I guess.
But if you start going down that road, everything – you guys
can't kind of go down that road,
yeah,
can
you? Yeah, you guys laughed at the soundbite a few weeks ago that we played of Coach Peterson. But
changed our mind.
Trying to justify his quarterback, but – you drafted him that high, and he's been close to an MVP 1 year. I don't know what's happened to him. Because if you go down that road, I feel like you're ready to move on.
Well, it sounds like when I hear some of the pundits talk, it sounds like it's kind of the same thing that's with Bruce Arians and what's going on in Tampa Bay. It's constantly trying to, like, throw Hail Mary balls and all these different big – but you don't have those guys. So maybe you need to hand the ball off, play action, dump it into the flat. Definitely he's holding on to the ball too long, and I hope he does that tonight.
Yeah.
That is for sure, because we will get to him, and we won't try to hurt him, see, as you so kindly put it, because that's not what we're doing. We're just trying to get the man to the ground. There he is right there. We're seeing Carson Wentz. He needs about 3 interceptions tonight and a fumble. I'll be with that.
Oh, that's a W for you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we'll break. We'll still preview that game. We also have a crossover do we have another update?
No. Real quick update. Viewers will be treated to festive performances by Kelly Clarkson, Goo Goo Dolls, Earth, Wind & Fire, Brett Eldridge, Jimmy Fallon, Tori Kelly, Leslie Odom Jr., Dolly Parton, Dan and Shay, Gwen Stefani, and Megan Trainor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Move that football game.
You get 5 minutes to look at the tree, then you got to get moving. So 5 minutes per person.
Earth, Wind & Fire, Verdeen up there on stage. All right, we'll take the break. Back with more after this on KHDK. All right, back here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Jason Ross, Doug Christie,
yes,
final
sir.
Segment as we get you to Monday Night Football, your Seahawks against the Eagles. No
Hold
slip
on.
Up. No
we
slip
playing, up. Chris? Chris, any updates or the game going on?
As of right now.
Okay. As of right now,
as
we're
of
good.
Right now.
7-3 Seahawks, 3-6-1 Eagles. Over the weekend then, the Thursday games had the Texans taking care of the Lions. We mentioned Washington just dismantled the Cowboys. We were surprised about the Raiders getting blown out. Bills got the win. Giants win. How about the Titans? That was a really nice win by them
in a
good matchup with the Colts.
Was that to me?
Yeah, we're good.
Was it Jay that said the defensive lineman was out, I think, when we made our picks or something? Man, That was a big
world of difference.
Oh, it made a world of difference. Yeah. King's still running right now. King Henry.
You had the Patriots and Vikings stealing games. The Panthers probably should have won that one. The Cardinals should have, too. Cardinals are going to wonder about that game, if that's going to cost them. And I ended up watching a good amount of that game. Cam's not right.
Not all
like,
the way.
It's like the mechanics, too. Like, it's
even on the last run.
Yeah.
When he got him in the field goal range, he just doesn't look. Now, understand, when you get beat up the way that NFL players do, even NBA players, after a while, that's what sends you away from the game. But there's a lumbering kind of, as opposed to that Cam that it was kind of fleet of foot.
I didn't realize the stats of that game until I just looked this up. Cam threw for 84 yards and 2 picks. Their leading rusher was less than 50 yards.
And they won the game.
And they won. That's another they're well coached. Now, they don't have all the personnel. They don't.
Right.
But obviously Bill Belichick, and just with half like the normal team.
If Bill Belichick is coaching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now,
They're thriving.
Aren't they?
Because they're more complete than we wondered if they had a defense.
Any team that they've ever had.
And they have at times. They have, like, even after the way they gave up all those yards to Mahomes yesterday in Hill, but as the game settled in, they kind of locked in. They kept them off the scoreboard.
Right.
And then they've got just a dynamic offense, the ability to have a dynamic offense. I think he'd be thriving.
Yeah, I do too. He's pretty much one with Brady and Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Now you add Mike Evans, and you add Antonio, and you add Sue on the front line, and all. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
But that's why I say about Arians, kind of you got to round the edges a little bit there, buddy.
Dolphins ended up getting a win 20-3. A little slow start for them, but they beat the Jets. Browns survived the Jags to get to 8-3. I still don't know how good the Browns are, but here they are at 8-3.
They are at 8-3. It's I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've watched them. It's not super impressive, but they're winning ball games. And could that give them the confidence to get to the playoffs and win a game?
Yeah.
The dog pound deserves it. Guess what? The one season when the dog pound won't be there and they make the playoffs, that would be 2020 fitting.
Yeah. And then I think everybody said this, Doug, but we had to wait and see when the Bears were 5-1. Like, I don't know if they're very good. Well, they've lost 5 in a row. They're 5 and 6. And, you know, Trubisky played. By the end, his numbers were okay, but
I think they took whatever Trubisky had right now. They took it when they were 3-0. Like, could you have managed the season a little bit differently? Maybe, but that seems like a big, big, big time. It's in sports, period, confidence. But the quarterback position is a huge confidence thing.
All right, before we get you to Monday Night Football, let's get you the crossover from the morning show.
What's happening on the Carmichael Dave Show? Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Do you believe it?
Here's today's crossover.
All right, hope you had a great holiday, Doug and Jason. Crossover question for you. Jay and I have been obsessing on this all morning long. Chris Webber, the third. Frank Mason, the third. Frank Kaminsky, the third. Harry Giles, the third. Glenn Robinson, the third. Guys,
Ben McLemore,
the third. Thank you, Jay. Is there something going on here with thirds? And who is your Mount Thirdmore? I know that's not going to work for a question, but I just wanted to point that out to you. It's not really a question. So I guess here's your crossover question. Doug, why did Sepp leave you $10 on the console? It's been driving me crazy. I'd like to know. And if this is a private thing, just, you know, find a way out of it. But I'm asking you because I've been staring at this cash. And, well, you know I'm an honest guy because, hey, right there, that could go towards that PS5 console I've been looking at. But there you go. If it's not there by the time you get this question, by the way, Doug, somebody else stole it. Have a good day, boys.
First things first, how you going to put all my business out there in the streets, man? That might have been some inside money, man. Come on, Dave. It's all about the donuts, and I'll let you figure that one out on your own, my friend. The PSP, PS5 just arrived, by the way, and I haven't heard from my son, so he's probably locked up in the room. But never, I can't remember all the names that he said, thirds. The one that I do remember was Chris Webber the third. Let's not put all those other names with that name.
Yeah, that one.
Let's kind of separate that one, Dave, just throwing that out there to you. Thank you. Did I answer the question?
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
You didn't have any
I was not.
Well, you knew about the money.
I did.
You didn't see the money?
I didn't.
Oh, that happened quickly.
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donuts.
Okay.
That's all we got.
You guys went
in today?
That's
not donut holes.
Yeah.
We're talking about a real deal.
It was a good good week for Team Doug and Team Jason.
Oh, we'll talk about it first five, second five.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
All right.
Don't worry.
Good luck to your Seahawks.
Hold on. Good luck to our Seahawks.
Look at the look you're getting. All right, Seahawks and Eagles. Monday Night Football coming your way next here on KHTK.